There's a Gemara in Yevamos that says that there was a Rav in the time of David. David asked for the Urim and Tumim. What was the cause of the Rav? And one of the reasons was, Al Shol Shol Nifsed Kalacha. That there was a Taina in Klal Yisrael that they were in Maspid Shol Kalacha. What it basically means that there's a tremendous Chiv. And when a Gadol, a Tzadik, Shol was a, you know, was a Gadol Adar, person was Nifter, that he had to be Nifsed Kalacha. I'm sure there were Hespedim, obviously, for Shol, but it wasn't considered Kalacha. And therefore, what you see, Klar, from the Gemara, just really that there's a tremendous chiyuv. Obviously, it's a tremendous mitzvah if one is zeicha, and chas v'shalom, a taina if one doesn't do it properly, to really be maspid when the gedolim are nifter. Some of the Bali Musar explained that there's, besides the chiyuv as kavod to the nifter, it's also an opportunity to the people that are hearing, because they say that when a gadol has acquired certain ma'idas, madregas, and really, it's always an opportunity to try and grab some of those ma'idas that he attained, especially after the Batira, in a certain sense, or Hefker. There's a chance, it's the last chance to learn and to gain those ma'idas. So we have a special schus, you know, special chiyuv to the happy maspid or Steinman when the Gedolei Ador, Gadol the Arch Yisrael. And therefore, it's a schus that we have someone here, a close Talmud, Hoshua Rosh Kaido in Arch Yisrael, Rav Avraham, of who we can speak to.
David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yokor Be'enei Hashem HaMofso L'Chasidov. What does that mean, Yokor Be'enei Hashem HaMofso L'Chasidov? Rashi says, Yokor Be'enei Hashem HaMofso L'Chasidov means that it's hard kivyochul for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that his chasid, his tzaddik, was nifter. It's hard for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if it's hard for Kodesh Baruch Hu, so why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do it? So it says, the Gemara in the end of Saita, the Gemara says, Mishemeis, the Gemara mentions a bunch of Koise Tanoim, the Wanifter. The Gemara mentions the Mailis of the Tanoim. And the Gemara says that certain Tanoim Muniftor, Rabbi Yechonon, Batla Anova, different Tanoim, the Gemara mentions, the Mishnah mentions, Mishe Chorav Beis HaMikdash, Batlu Anchei Amono, Batel HaShomir, Batlu Anchei Amono. True people that were saying, MS Dika people, were not there anymore. So, Shver, what does that mean? Botlu anchi amono. What? Bisamigdosh is chorev. Well, you need more than that. Mishabotlu bisamigdosh. Mishachorev bisamigdosh. There's no bisamigdosh. What do you need more than that? So you see that even though you're missing the actual thing, the bisamigdosh, even though you're missing this Tana, even though you're missing this Tzaddik, the Iker Zach, what you're missing is, like the Roshiva mentioned, is the Maile the Tzaddik had. This Maile the Tzaddik had. So we're coming to speak about a Tzaddik, Rabban Shekol Bnei Agoylo, Mora Da'ara de Yisrael, Agoyen Rabban Yehuda Leib Shteiman, Zecher Tzaddik Kodesh Levracha, which he had tremendous amount of milas. There was not one mila kimat that he didn't have in a way which is almost impossible to find. But there was one nekuda, which was his main mila, which gave him his drive in everything he did. It says, Yankiv Avinu, his Maila was Emes. Titain Emes li Yankiv. The Maila of Yankiv Avinu was Emes. What does that mean, his Maila was Emes? He didn't have the Maila of Chesed, of Avram. He didn't have other Mailas. He had other Mailas. But everything he did came from the drive of his Emes. Everything he did, even the Chesed he did, was from his Emes. We just learned in this week's Pasha, it says, V'asiso imodi chesed ve'emes. Yankiv asked Yosef to please bury him. You should do with me chesed ve'emes. Rashi says, what does it mean, chesed ve'emes? Chesed she'eino imetzape letashlum sochor is chesed shel emes. Meaning, what does that mean, emes? Emes means doing something without motives, without interior motives, without other reasons. He's doing something just because he's connected, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him, just because it's a chesed, without reasons, without other reasons. That was the ikin nekuda of Ban Leib Steyman. That was his Iker Nekuda. That was his biggest Maile, was that he lived his entire life, 104 years of living be'emes. Torah is called Torah's Emes. Emuno is Miloshin Emes. Everything is Emes. Emes is a pure thing. If someone sees something in a true way, then it makes him want to be that way. It makes him, he's connected to something which is pure, which is 100%, which is emes. Then he's connected to everything. That is the most important maile a person can have. I remember every time I used to come in to the Rashiva with a bachur, just became bar mitzvah. And I used to ask him, the Rashiva, what thing should he work on in his lifetime? What should he do? He always used to say he should work on the midah of emes. Emes. Why is it so important, emes? Because emes is everything. He gave once a shmuz in a yeshiva. And he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the manig of the dor, the person that runs the generation, according to the needs of the generation. Meaning, if the generation needs, it's missing a certain maila, let's say chesed, so Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a very big bal chesed, and he becomes the manik of the Torah. When he finished his drasha, and he went to his car, so a bacha came over to him and asked him, Drashive, what is the maila of this generation? What is the generation today missing? So he answered, Le'ov decha be'emes. You should work on working a Kodesh Baruch Hu be'emes. Le'ov decha be'emes. What does that mean, Le'ov decha be'emes? I'll give you a few stories. I could say stories, not finished, but I just want to bring out this Nekuda, which is very unique, very unique by Rav Steyman. Rav Steyman was a person that was a meshunadik and medagdik by mitzvahs. Every mitzvah he did, he always wanted to do according to the most machmedik shita in an unbelievable way. Hundreds of cases, thousands, every single thing, he always took the hardest. For himself, not for others, but for himself, he always took the hardest possible thing. And he had a chumrah that on Pesach, he did not drink water from the tap. He would prepare the water before Pesach, all the water he needs for the entire Pesach, and he used to drink that water. Why? Because he was choshesh, maybe someone ate some chametz near some place where the water comes from, and some chametz went to the water. So even though normally it's bottle, but during Pesach it's not bottle. So he had this chumrah that he would not drink water from the tap, and he kept it for years and years. One year, his wife forgot, and gave him water from the tap on Pesach. And when she realized, she was very upset. He drank, she was machshil him. He drank water from a tap. So what would be a normal reaction of a person if he's... He would say, okay, never mind, it's Hashem, okay, we'll do tshuva, we'll, you know. No. But Rav Steinman, he was medakdik by mitzvahs, not because he was medakdik with this mitzvah. He was medakdik in mitzvahs because he was trying to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. And since he felt that his wife will feel bad, and the yid feeling bad is also being medakdik by mitzvahs, right? So he told his wife that he thought about this chumrah and he decided it's not an important chumrah. We should stop being makpid on this. And since then, until she was niftar, he was not makpid on this chumrah. When she was niftar, the year after, he went back to the chumrah. She was not alive anymore. But that means a person that works at Kodesh Baruch Hu be'emes. He's not working Kodesh Baruch Hu because he is entitled. He always used to complain, certain people need the amid. They have a yard site, used to fight. So what are you doing? You're doing Leilu Nishmas, all different things like that. People, normally, some people, you know, if you don't work a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a true way, then certain things become important, which is not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from you. A guy once came to open up a Moised, a Bisyankiv. And I remember, and he was asking him, why do you want to open up a Bisyankiv? So he said, well, this other Bisyankiv is not so good. This is not so. So he said, no, he doesn't think he should not open up another Bisyankiv. The next day came another person, and I was there. And he said, I want to open up a Bisyankiv. So I thought, you know, what would be the answer? No, it's not a good thing. He asked him, why do you want to open up the Bisyankiv? He says he wants to make a panasa. Oh, that's a good reason. Taki should go and open up. I'll help you. Why? Why was it so different? Because if a person works with emes, then a michshul doesn't come out. If a person works with other cheshbonos, who knows? If he works with other reasons, he's doing things because of other reasons, then he's not working with emes. If he's not working with emes, then bad things can come out, not good things. When he was flying to the States, so he flew over the Niagara Falls. So a person, I wasn't there, but his Talmid that was there told me that they told the Rosh Yeshiva, please, Rosh Yeshiva, you want to see Niflois HaBoire? Look, it's amazing. So he got up, and he was about to go to see, and he sat down. They told him, what happened? So I thought to myself, why am I going to see it? Because I really want to see Niflois HaBoire. Probably I want to enjoy seeing it. No, that's not the right thing to do. So he would not go and see it. He sat down, he wouldn't see it. That's a person that works. He does everything. I'm not saying we should become in such a mile, it's a tremendous mile, but at least we should want to. At least we should want to become in such a mile. He wasn't... He was never nene from this world. He wasn't nene from this world at all. He was a mishundike person that had no enjoyment from this world. It also came from his ma'ala or emes, living the olam haba, knowing why a person is what's the point of living. He used to eat for breakfast pieces of bread, crumbled pieces of bread in milk. That was his breakfast. That was his cereal. His lunch was a potato, a carrot, and a little piece of fish. His supper was the same thing as breakfast. And this went on for at least 50 years. The same exact thing. Every morning, lunch, and supper. And I once met his doctor, which he told Rav Steinman the story. He came to Rav Steinman, so he told Rav Steinman the story that I was by the Rosh Yeshiva a few years ago and I asked him, does Rosh Yeshiva eat any cake or other things? And he said, that for 50 years he did not eat a piece of cake or any other mezonos besides those crumbled pieces of bread he ate every morning. For 50 years. One time, his grandson, which used to learn with him, Chavusa, in the morning, told me he put in a little bit of honey to make it sweet. And the yeshiva asked him, what did you put in here? Told him, put in some honey. He said, every bit of honey you put in my food, you're taking away from my olam haba. That's the way he lived life. That's living life be'emes. That's being a true person. That's knowing the reason of living. That's living be'emes. I wonder how much longer do I have to speak? I remember once going in with a father that was complaining his kid had no enjoyment in davening. He had no enjoyment. He would not enjoy davening. So the Shiva asked him, how old is your kid? He said, your kid's 11 years old. So he asked him, did you enjoy davening when you were 11 years old? You have to try to be a person, but when he took in the kid, other kids who were older, 14, 15 years old, your age, he said, Adrabe, you have to start working on it. You have to start knowing what you're doing. If a person knows what he's doing, he knows he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can start enjoying davening. If he's doing something in the pure way, then he can start enjoying it. I'll give you a maise. I don't want to keep you for too long. I'll give you a maise, which is an unbelievable maise, which I'm sure if you understand it 100%, and if you live that way, it could make a change in your life. I once went in, and his Talmud, there was his person that was to take care of him, there was Nifto, like 8 years ago, Reb Yitzchak, took in a bacher that said that he does not enjoy learning Torah. Doesn't enjoy learning Torah. So he asked him, what's the story? He said, Oshiva, I have a question for you. What's your question? Question is, does the Rosh Yeshiva enjoy steak? Does the Rosh Yeshiva enjoy a piece of steak? He says, he didn't understand. What does he want to say with that? So he kept on asking him. So Yeshiva says, no, he doesn't enjoy steak. So he says, if the Rosh Yeshiva does not enjoy steak, I do enjoy steak. So what's the Rosh Yeshiva want from me? I don't enjoy learning. Why does the Rosh Yeshiva want me to learn? I don't enjoy learning. Said the Rosh Yeshiva an amazing thing. He says, someone that has sores on his tongue, he can't taste anything. He can't. Does he enjoy something sweet? Does he taste the sweetness? He doesn't taste the sweetness. Why? He has sores on his tongue. If you have sores on your tongue, you can't enjoy. You can't taste it. Said the Rosh Yeshiva, if someone is not makpid on speaking emes, if someone is not makpid on speaking, he speaks Lashon Hara. If someone's not makpid on his mouth, he can't enjoy learning. Can't. Because he doesn't taste it. Poshut can't taste it. It's an enjoyable thing. It has to be enjoyable. It's emes, toiras emes. V'nosan lonu toiras emes. That's the nekuda, toiras emes. So, if someone does not enjoy learning Torah, he should try it out. Don't speak Lashon Hara. Don't speak Sheker. Don't say things that are not supposed to say. And you'll enjoy Torah, because something that's pure, something that's emes, you have to enjoy. You have to. It's impossible otherwise. Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zoiche to be oile or misale. And if we take from this maile, like the Rosh Yeshiva mentioned, when a gadol is nifter, so we only have, it says in the Sfarim, we only have shaychis to the gadol. The gadol only continues to have shaychis in this world only through us living his milas. And if we start, if we live his milas, then in a sense, we have him in this world. That's what it means. Yankiv avinu loy meis. What does it mean, Yankiv avinu loy meis? It was nifter. But if we continue his milas, we continue working on him, working on with his milas, then we have his continuation. He's here with us in a certain sense, and his milas continues with us. And we have tremendous siyata d'shmaya and mitzvah Hashem. We should all be zoiche to be to grow and be tamidei chachamim, enjoy Torah, and be le'ov decha be'emes, to work on le'ov decha be'emes, to work a Kodesh Baruch Hu be'emes without any other motives. Just work a Kodesh Baruch Hu because the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked us, it's the best thing. Toiv Torah mikol sachar.